It is true, the population has increased.
Will night never come?
Guess who taught me all these beautiful things? My Lucky. But for him, all my thoughts, all my feelings would have been of common things, professional words. Beauty, grace, truth of the first water. I knew they were all beyond me. So I took a Canuck.
A Canuck?
That was nearly 60 years ago. Yes, nearly 60. You wouldn't think it to look at me, would you? Compared to him, I look like a young man, no?
And now you turn him away. Such an old and faithful servant.
Swine!
After having sucked all the good out of him, you chuck him away like a banana skin, really?
I can't bear it any longer. The way he goes on, you've no idea. It's terrible. He must go. I'm going mad. I can't bear it any longer.
He can't bear it any longer. He's going mad. It's terrible.
How dare you! It's abominable, such a good master. Crucify him like that after so many years. Really?
He used to be so kind, so helpful, and entertaining. My good angel. And now, he's killing me.
Does he want to replace him? What?
Does he want someone to take his place or not?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't know.
Ask him.
Oh, gentlemen. I don't know what came over me. Forgive me. Forget all I said. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you may be sure that there wasn't a word of truth in it. Do I look like a man that can be made to suffer? Frankly. What have I done with my pipe?
Charming evening we're having. Unforgettable. And it's not over.
Apparently not.
It's only beginning.
It's awful. It's
worse than the pantomime.
The circus.
The music hall.
The circus.
What could I have done with that briar?
He's a scream. He's lost his doudine.
I'll be back.
End of the corridor on the left.
Keep my seat.
I've lost my cap and Peter's sir.
You'll be the death of me.
You didn't see by any chance that... Oh, he's gone. Without saying goodbye. How could he? He might have waited.
He would have burst.
Oh. Oh, well then, of course, in that case...
Come here.
What for?
You'll see.
You want me to get
quick!
Up?
Look.
Oh, I say.
Well, it's all over.
He's not pleased.
You missed a treat. Pity.
He subsides. Indeed, all subsides. A great calm descends. Listen. Pan sleeps.
Will night never come?
You don't feel like going till it does.
Well, you see...
Why, it's very natural, very natural. I myself in your situation, if I had an appointment with this God-do anyhow, you see who I mean? I'd wait till it was black night before I gave up. I'd very much like to sit down, but I don't quite know how to go about it.
Could I be of any help?
If you asked me, perhaps...
What?
If you asked me to sit down.
Would that be help?
I fancy so.
Here we go.
Be seated, sir, I beg of you.
I wouldn't think of it. Well, ask me again.
Come, come, take a seat, I beseech you. You'll get pneumonia.
You really think so?
Why, it's absolutely certain.
No doubt you're right. Done it again. Thank you, dear fellow. But I really must be getting along if I'm to observe my schedule.
Time has stopped.
Don't you believe it, sir. Don't you believe it. Whatever you like, but not that.
Everything seems black to him today.
Except the firmament. But I see what it is. You're not from these parts. You don't know what our twilights can do. Shall I tell you? Oh, I can't refuse you. A little attention, if you please. What's the matter with this whip? Worn out, this whip? What was I saying?
Let's go.
But take the weight off your feet, I implore you. You'll catch your death.
True. What is your name?
Adam.
Ah, yes. The Knight. But be a little more attentive, for pity's sake. Otherwise, we'll never get anywhere. Look. Will you look at the sky, pig? Good. That's enough. What is there so extraordinary about it? Qua sky. It is pale and luminous like any sky at this hour of the day, in these latitudes, when the weather is fine. An hour ago, roughly, after having poured forth, even since, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, tirelessly torrents of red and white light, it begins to lose its effulgence, to grow pale, pale, ever a little paler, until finished. It comes to rest. But behind this veil of gentleness and peace, night is charging and will burst upon us. Pop! Like that. Just when you least expect it. That's how it is on this bitch of an earth.
So long as one knows, one can bide one's time. One knows what to expect.
No further need to worry.
Simply wait.
We're used to it.
How did you find me? Good? Fair? Middling? Poor? Positively bad?
Oh!
Very good. Very, very good.
And you, sir?
Oh, Trey Bong. Trey Bong.
Bless you, gentlemen. Bless you. I have such need of encouragement. I weakened a little towards the end. You didn't notice?
Oh, perhaps just a teeny weeny little bit.
I thought it was intentional.
You see, my memory is defective.
In the meantime, nothing happens.
You find it tedious?
Somewhat.
And you, sir?
I've been better entertained.
Gentlemen, you have been civil to me.
Not at all. What an idea.
Yes, yes, you have been correct. So that I ask myself, is there anything I can do in my turn for these honest fellows who are having such a dull time?
Even 10 francs would be a help.
We are not beggars.
Is there anything I can do? That's what I ask myself, to cheer them up. I've given them bones. I've talked to them about this and that. I've explained the twilight, admittedly. But is it enough? That's what tortures me. Is it enough?
Even 5.
That's enough.
I couldn't accept less.
Is it enough? No doubt. But I'm liberal. It's my nature. This evening, so much the worse for me. For I shall suffer. No doubt about that.
What do you prefer? Shall we have him dance, or sing, or recite, or think, or...
Who?
Who? You know how to think, you two.
He thinks?
Certainly. Aloud. He even used to think very prettily once. I could listen to him for hours.
Now, so much the worse for me.
Well, would you like him to think something for us?
I'd rather he dance. It'd be more fun.
Not necessarily.
Wouldn't it, Dee Dee, be more fun?
I'd like well to hear him think.
Perhaps he could dance first and think afterwards, if it isn't too much to ask him.
Would that be possible?
By all means, nothing simpler. It's the natural order.
Then let him dance.
Do you hear, Hogg?
He never refuses.
He refused once. Dance, misery!
Is that all?
Encore!
Pooh! I do as well myself. With a little practice.
He used to dance the farandole, the fling, the brawl, the jig, the fandango, and even the hornpipe. He capered for joy. Now, that's the best he can do. Do you know what he calls it?
The scapegoat's agony?
The hard stool?
The net. He thinks he's entangled in a net.
Tell us about the time he refused.
With pleasure, with pleasure. Wait. What have I done with my spray? Well, now, isn't that just...
I can't find my pulverizer.
My left lung is very weak.
But my right lung is as sound as a bell.
What was I saying? Wait. Well, now, isn't that just the... Help me!
Nothing happens. Nobody comes, nobody goes. It's awful.
Tell him to think.
Give him his hat.
His hat?
He can't think without his hat.
Give him his hat.
Me, after what he did to me, never.
I'll give it to him.
Tell him to go and fetch it.
It's better to give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
You must put it on his head.
Tell him to take it.
It's better to put it on his head.
I'll put it on his head.
What's he waiting for?
Stand back.
On the other hand,
stop!
With regard to...
Back! Stop! Think!
Given the existence as uttered forth in the public works of Puncher and Watman, of a personal god, qua, 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 with white beard,
qua, 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 qua,
outside time, without extension, who from the heights of divine apathia, divine athambia, divine aphasia, loves us dearly, with some exceptions, for reasons unknown, but time will tell, and suffers like the divine Miranda with those who, for reasons unknown, but time will tell, are plunged in torment, plunged in fire, whose fire flames, if that continues, and who can doubt it, will fire the firmament, that is to say, blast hell to heaven. So blue, still and calm, so calm with a calm, which even though intermittent is better than nothing, but not so fast, and considering what is more, that as a result of the labors left unfinished, crowned by the Academy of the Poetry, of Essay and Posse of Testu and Cunard, it is established beyond all other doubt than that which clings to the labors of men, that as a result of the labors unfinished of Testu and Cunard, it is established as hereinafter, but not so fast, for reasons unknown, that as a result of the public works of Puncher and Watman, it is established beyond all doubt that in view of the labors of Fartoff and Belcher, left unfinished, for reasons unknown, of Testu and Cunard, left unfinished, it is established what many deny, that man in Posse of Testu and Cunard, that man in Essie, that man in Short, that man in Brief, in spite of the strides of alimentation and defecation, wastes and pines. And concurrently, simultaneously, what is more, for reasons unknown, in spite of the strides of physical culture, the practice of sports, such as tennis, football, running, cycling, swimming, flying, floating, riding, gliding, conating, gamaging, skating, tennis of all kinds, dying, flying, sports of all sorts, autumn, summer, winter... tennis of all kinds, hockey of all sorts, penicillin and succedanea. In a word, I resume, flying, gliding, golf over 9 and 18 holes, tennis of all sorts. In a word, for reasons unknown, in feckum, peckum, fulum, clapum, namely, concurrently, simultaneously, what is more, for reasons unknown. But time will tell, fades away. I resume, Fulham, Clapham, in a word, the dead loss per head since the death of Bishop Berkeley being to the tune of 1 inch, 4 ounce per head approximately, by and large, more or less, to the nearest decimal, good measure, round figures, stark naked in the stocking feet in Connemara. In a word, for reasons unknown, no matter what matter, the facts are there. And considering what is more, much more grave, that in the light of the labors lost of Steinbeck and Petterman, it appears what is more, much more grave, that in the light of the labors lost of Steinbeck and Petterman, that in the plains, in the mountains, by the seas, by the rivers, running water, running fire, the air is the same, and then the earth, namely the air and then the earth, in the great cold, the great dark, the air and the earth, abode of stones, in the great cold. Alas, alas, in the year of their Lord 600 and something, the air, the earth, the sea, the earth, abode of stones, in the great deeps, the great cold, on sea, on land, and in the air. I resume, for reasons unknown, in spite of the tennis, the facts are there, but time will tell. I resume, alas, alas, on, in short, in fine, on, abode of stones, who can doubt it? I resume, but not so fast, I resume, the skull, fading, and concurrently, simultaneously, what is more, for reasons unknown, in spite of the tennis, on, the beard, the flames, the tears, the stones, so blue, so calm, alas, alas, on, the skull in Connemara, in spite of the tennis, the labors abandoned, left unfinished, graver still, abode of stones, in a word, I resume, alas, alas, abandoned, unfinished, the skull in Connemara, in spite of the tennis, the skull, alas, the stones, Cunard, Tennis, the stones, so calm, Cunard, unfinished!
Avenged!
Give me his hat! There's an end to his thinking!
But will he be able to walk?
Walk or crawl? Up, pig!
Perhaps he's dead!
Stop!
You'll kill him!
Help me!
How?
Raise him up!
He's doing it on purpose.
You must hold him! Come on, raise him up!
To hell with him!
Come on, once more.
What does he take us for?
Don't let him go! Don't move! Now hold him tight! Don't let him go! Hold him tight! Now, you can let it go. Forward! Back! Stop! Done it! He can walk! Thank you, gentlemen. What have I done with my watch? A genuine half-hunter, gentlemen, with dead beat escapement. 'Twas my grandpa gave it to me. Well, now, isn't that just a...
Perhaps it's in your fob.
Wait. I hear nothing. Come have a listen. Surely one should hear the tick-tick.
Silence. I hear something.
Where?
It's the heart.
Damnation.
Silence. Perhaps it has stopped.
Which of you smells so bad?
He has stinking breath, and I have stinking feet.
I must go.
And your half-hunter?
I must have left it at the manor. On the Steinway.
Then, adieu.
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 And thank you.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
I don't seem to be able to depart.
Such is life. You're going the wrong way.
I need a running start. Stand back! Oh!
Oh!
Well, that passed the time.
It would have passed in any case.
Yes, but not so rapidly.
Well, what do we do now?
I don't know.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Yes.
How they've changed.
Who?
Those two.
Well, that's the idea. Let's make a little conversation.
Haven't they?
What?
Changed.
Very likely. They all change. Only we can't.
Likely. It's certain. Didn't you see them?
I suppose I did, but I don't know them.
Well, yes, you do know them.
No, I don't know them.
We know them, I tell you. Oh, you forget everything. Unless they're not the same.
Why didn't they recognize us then?
Well, that means nothing. I too pretended not to recognize them, and then... Nobody ever recognizes us.
Forget it. What we need...
Ow.
Ow.
Unless they're not the same.
Dee Dee, it's the other foot.
Unless they're not the same.
Mister! Off we go again.
Approach, my child.
Mr. Albert?
Yes?
What do you want?
Approach.
Approach when you're told, can't you?
What is it?
Mr. Godot?
Obviously. Approach.
Will you approach? What kept you so late?
You have a message from Mr. Godot.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
What kept you so late?
Let him alone.
You let me alone. Do you know what time it is?
It's not my fault, sir.
And whose is it? Mine?
I was afraid, sir.
Afraid of what? Of us? Answer me.
I know what it is. He was afraid of the others.
How long have you been here?
A good while, sir.
You were afraid of the whip?
Yes, sir.
The roars?
Yes, sir.
The two big men?
Yes, sir.
Do you know them?
No, sir.
Are you a native of these parts? Do you belong to these parts?
Yes, sir.
That's all pacalize. You tell us the truth!
That is the truth, sir!
Will you let them alone? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
I'm unhappy!
Oh, not really. Since when?
I'd forgotten.
Extraordinary, the tricks that memory plays. Well?
Mr. Gatto?
I've seen you before, haven't I?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know me?
No, sir.
It wasn't you who came yesterday?
No, sir.
This is your first time?
Yes, sir.
Words, words. Speak.
Mr. Gatto told me to tell you he won't come this evening, but surely tomorrow.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
You work for Mr. Gatto?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I mind the goat, sir.
Is he good to you?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't beat you?
No, sir, not me.
Whom does he beat?
He beats my brother, sir.
Ah, you have a brother?
Yes, sir.
What does he do?
He minds the sheep, sir.
And why doesn't he beat you?
I don't know, sir.
He must be fond of you.
I don't know, sir.
Does he give you enough to eat? Does he feed you well?
Fairly well, sir.
You're not unhappy? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know if you're unhappy or not?
No, sir.
You're as bad as myself. Where do you sleep?
In the loft, sir.
Oh, with your brother?
Yes, sir.
In the hay?
Yes, sir.
Oh. All right, you may go.
What am I to tell Mr. Gatto, sir?
Tell him you saw us. You did see us, didn't you?
At last.
What are you doing?
Pale for weariness.
Eh?
Of climbing heaven and gazing on the likes of us.
Your boots. What are you doing with your boots?
I'm leaving them there. Another will come, just as me, but with smaller feet. And they'll make him happy.
But you can't go barefoot.
Christ did.
Christ? What has Christ got to do with it? You're not going to compare yourself to Christ.
All my life I've compared myself to him.
But where he lived, it was warm, it was dry.
Yes, and they crucified quick.
Well, we've nothing more to do here.
Nor anywhere else.
Ah, oh, go, don't go on like that. Tomorrow, everything will be better.
How do you make that out?
Did you not hear what the child said?
No.
He said that Gatto was sure to come tomorrow. What do you say to that?
Then all we have to do is wait on here.
Are you mad? We must take cover. Come on.
Pity we haven't got a bit of rope.
Come on, it's cold.
Remind me to bring a bit of rope tomorrow.
Yes, come on.
How long have we been together all the time now?
I don't know, 50 years maybe.
Do you remember the day I threw myself into the Rhone?
We were grape harvesting.
You fished me out.
That's all dead and buried.
My clothes dried in the sun.
There's no good harking back on that. Come on.
Wait.
I'm cold.
Wait! I sometimes wonder if we wouldn't have been better off alone, each one for himself. We weren't made for the same road.
It's not certain.
No. Nothing is certain.
We can still part if you think it would be better.
It's not worthwhile now.
No. It's not worthwhile now.
Well, shall we go?
Yes, let's go.